Okay. Back to Kravlov on his base. I just fill in from yesterday a little bit. Yeah, the Shaila, whether Philos were instituted by the Avos, or they're connected to Karbanos, and the Gemara's Maskana is that both are true. And even the Man D'Omru says Avos Tiknum, but eventually the Rabbanon made this set times or whatever according to the Karbanos. But they took the hint from the Avos. Says that Avram Avinu was Misak and Shachris and Yitzchak Mincha, yet the Gemara in Pesachim says that Avram Davin Mincha too. So some say that all the Avos Davin, all of the Tzvilos, but we learn from them what's Mefurish in the Torah. Torah specifically mentions three Tzvilos by each of them, though that's what we learn from them. They Taka Davin all the Tzvilos. And the reason why each one specifically mentioned by their specific tefillahs, because their tefillah fit their midah, the midah of chesed, or the fact that Avraham Avinu was like the rising sun of Klal Yisrael, the Maral says, so he was Masach and Shachris, Yitzchak already was the waning sun, and Yaakov Avinu already was Golos, was like night. Others say that, all of them davened, all of the davenings, but each one specifically was Masachin for the future, only one of them. They daven for themselves, but the takana was only the one that they did. That Tosus Yishanim says, and Tosus over here says that Avraham Avinu didn't daven mincha till Yitzchak was masakin. In Achanam he davened mincha after Yitzchak was masakin, then he davened mincha. The Hemek Shaila Tziv says that what's the difference whether it's Avos Tiknum or Keneged HaKorbanos? He says the difference would be is Mariv Rishus or Chova. He says that if Mariv was a takon of Yaakov Avinu, then Mestamet Zachova, you have to daven Mariv, which is we're going to get to tomorrow, Mirzah Shem. But if it's Keneged Evarim Ukedorim, that's not a chiyuv. That's the not Ma'akiv the Kapara. That the fact that you burn the parts of the carbon afterwards, not a chiyuv. The truth is that either way, it's not Mukhrach, one way or the other. Even if it's Keneged Evarim Ukedorim, the lachatchila, you have to make the evarim kedorim just be the evid. If you lost them or whatever, they're not makiv the kapar. But it could be that chachamim still made mariv keneged that, and they made it a chovah. It's no raya that it has to be a rishus. And the other way also, even if Yaakov Avinu is masakin mariv, there are many shotim that they say of why it still was only a rishus. One is the halacha is that somebody who is bom in haderech is potter from davening. Yaakov Avinu was traveling. Really, he was potter from davening. He just voluntarily davened mariv. So it remained like that, a voluntary kind of thing. Another idea is that Yaakov Avinu really meant to daven mincha, which his father was masakin. But the son set early. Mela turned into mariv, but it was an unintentional mariv to begin with. Another idea was that Yaakov Avinu was toraso umnaso. Both these two, lastly, Ion Yaakov says, that Yaakov was bom in haderech, and he also was torasso naso, was really potter from davening. So he only did it voluntarily. So therefore, what's it called? It could be that even if Yaakov was masak and mariv, it's still only rishus. So it's not totally in that shaila. And someone says, the Magid Taluma says, that's why we call davening, davening. It comes from the word da'avuno, da'avuho. It's something that comes from the avos. So it's a little bit of a distortion of the word da'avuhon turned into davening. Let's go on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad arba shos. Yehuda says you can daven shachris only till the fourth hour. Iboyim. Ad va'ad bichlal o dilma ad v'lo ad bichlal. He says ad arba shos. Does he mean three full hours and the zman tefillah is over at the beginning of the fourth hour? That's ad v'lo ad bichlal. What he means ad va'ad bichlal. That what's it called? That includes the fourth hour, okay? Through the fourth hour, Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad plag hamincha. Similar lashon, right? Rabbi Yehuda says that you can daven mincha ad plag hamincha. I amres b'shloma ad v'load b'chlal, hainu d'ikah v'en Rav Yehuda l'rabbonin. Right? If you hold that Rav Yehuda, when he said ad, means ad v'load b'chlal, then there's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the rabbonin. Rav Yehuda says ad plag hamincha, but not including it, and the rabbonin hold till night, which is at the end of plag hamincha. Right? Elei amres ad v'ad b'chlal, but if you hold that Rav Yehuda, when he said ad, means ad and including, right? Then when he said ad plag hamincha, he means including plag hamincha. That means till the end of the day. Then Rav Yehuda, hainu rabbon. Then he's saying the exact same thing as the rabbon. Elamai ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So that's then what's it called? Conclude that when Rav Yehuda said ad, he meant ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Okay. And that, therefore, in the ratio would be till the beginning of the fourth hour, and the what's it called in the seifa would be ad plag hamincha till plag hamincha, but not including it. The name of seifa, b'shem usaf in kol hayom. Rav Yehuda Omer ad sheva shos. Look at the seifa. Seifa says that you could have a musaf all day, and Rav Yehuda says ad sheva shos. Okay. Now we're saying that whenever Rav Yehuda said ad, he meant ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Right, not including the seventh hour, up until the seventh hour. The Tanya, we have a brisa. Hoyu lefon of shtei tefilos, achas shel musaf, v'achas shel mincha, mispal shel mincha, v'achar kach shel musaf, shezu tadira, v'zu eina tadira. What if you have mincha and musaf to daven? You didn't daven musaf yet, and it already became zman ha-mincha. So the halacha is that you daven what's it called, mincha first, and then musaf. Because mincha is more tadir, comes more often than musaf does. Rabbi Yehuda omer mispal shol musaf v'yachar kach shol mincha, shezu overes v'zu eino overes. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that mincha has a set time, musaf has a set time, and mincha you can daven later than musaf, right? Musaf is only till the seventh hour, and mincha is till plaga mincha, so you should daven musaf first and then mincha. V'chara, he amres b'shloma ad v'ad b'chlal, haynu mashkachas lu shtei tefilos b'adei adoti. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds, conceivably, you could have a situation where you have the Musaf and Mincha to daven at the same time. How could that be? If you hold that Musaf is ad Sheva Shals, means it includes Sheva Shals, when does Mincha start, right? Sheish V'chetzi, right? 6.5 hours. So then they're in the same time. There's a half an hour where, what's it called, more than a half an hour, where Mincha and Musaf are concurrent. Eli'i omers ad v'lo ad b'chlal, but if you hold that whenever Rabbi Yehuda says ad, he means till that time. Means, in other words, ad sheva shals doesn't include the seventh hour. It means till the seventh hour, meaning till the end of the sixth hour, right? Heichi mashkachas lu sheit tefilos b'hadei adodi. You can't daven mincha, what's it called, until sheish v'chetzi. And here we're saying that what's it called, the beginning of the seventh hour already, you can't daven musaf anymore. So it's impossible to have mincha and musaf at the same time. Even the asyila shal mincha, asyila shal musaf. And once the zman of mincha comes, the zman of musaf is already finished. So how in the world could Yehuda have a shayla, which you say first, mincha or musaf? It's impossible to have them at the same time. Elamai ad v'ad b'chlal kashireisha. So we're back to what we started from, right? If what's it called? If ad v'ad b'chlal, then the reisha is difficult, right? So then my ikabin Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan, because then if ad plag hamincha means till the end of plag hamincha, then it's till the end of the day. So it says no, mi sabris to high plag mincha plag achrona kamer plag rishona kamer plag hamincha ad plag hamincha doesn't mean till the end of the second half of mincha katana, which would mean till the night, but it means till the end of the first half, which means till the beginning of the second half. So ad plag hamincha taka means ad v'ad b'chlal. It's till and including, but plag hamincha is the first half of mincha ketana, right? Which means that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can daven mincha till the beginning of the second plag, the second half of mincha ketana, but it includes the first half, the entire first half of mincha ketana. The achikam, emas nothik plag rishona, the ayil plag achrona. Right, when does the first half of Mincha Ketana stop and the second half of Mincha Ketana start? Mechinafki yud alef shos chaser revia, when 11 hours and one quarter have gone away. So you can daven mincha till 11 1/4 hours in the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Nachman, afanan non mitanina. We have a braisa like that that says b'feirish. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, heyit, chamisha dvorim. Okay, let's see Rashi till here, and then we'll go on. Adva ad bichlal, Rabbi Yehuda hu, the boy. The il rabbanan ad velo ad bichlal. They tell till the night, doesn't include the night. You can't have a minchet night. Till the night, right? Ad velo ad bichlal. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shaila is, what did he mean? Right? Did he mean 4 hours, what's it called? And or even chatzos. Till chatzos means till chatzos, not after chatzos. But in Rabbi Yehuda, there's a shaila, does he mean till the fourth hour or including the fourth hour? Now the Gemara thinks, so when he said plag ha-mincha, he meant the second half of mincha ketana, and then ad v'ad bechlal would mean till night, which is exactly what the Rabbanan said. Mispal shol mincha, Rabbanan letamayu, the amrei tefilas ha-musaf, and kol hayom. The Rabbanan go according to their opinion that it says that musaf you can daven all day. Kamo shol mincha, just like mincha. So there's no time difference, time constraint, different mincha and musaf. So elamai, so now you have another cheshbon. Which one comes first? Which one's tadir? Hilgach tadir kodim. Rabbi Yehuda letanei, the amr musaf in at sheva shos. The sulo. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven musaf till 7 hours. Vahavi le mitzvo veris. And that has less time to daven than mincha, which you can daven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, till plaga mincha. Vishol mincha yesh la ot shos ad plaga mincha. Shtei tfilos bahadei hadodi. Chatzi ha'achron. Shel shoa shviyas, whose man l'shteyim. According to, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda says ad v'ad bichlal, right, 7 hours means till the end of the seventh hour, so then there is a time that's concurrent for mincha and musaf. When is that, right? The last half hour, that's called, of the seventh hour, which means 6.5 hours, is the last half hour of the seventh hour. Who's man l'shteyim? And you have another half an hour. You have another half hour to what's it called to still daven musaf. If you hold that it's ad velo ad bichlal, that means that it's only till the end of the sixth hour that you can daven musaf, and you can't start davening mincha till 6.5 hours. So they're not concurrent. Bechlal, how could there be a shaila which one you daven first? They never come together. Plag rishon shel mincha achrona v'ad bechlal, right? When Rabbi Yehuda says ad plag ha-mincha, he didn't mean till the end of the second half of mincha ketana, and that would mean then till the night. He meant till the end of the first half of plag ha-mincha, which is still 11 1/4 hours. V'yafal gav d'tana yohet simon el plag achrona. Even though the Tana said, when is plag ha-mincha? 11 1/4 hours. He wasn't going on what's it called, which plag ha-mincha Rabbi Yehuda was talking about ad v'ad bichlal. He's saying, the Maisa, which plag ha-mincha will it result in, right, if you say, till plag ha-mincha, till the end of the first half, will come out to be 11 1/4 hours. Afanan nami tanin, Rabbi Yehuda ad v'ad bichlal. We also have a b'raisa, the Feirish, but Yehuda means ad arba shos, means including the fourth hour. Till and including. Where is that? This b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda, this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, heyit, chamisha dvarim, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave edus. This is in Indias. Said that they gave the testimony to various halachas, right? Five things. Shemimanim esaktana, right? That there are times when we suggest, or even what's it called, very strongly suggest to a ketana to be mamayin. Rashi will explain all of these, we'll leave for Rashi. The shemasina se'ish al pi'erechot, that a woman can get remarried if there's even one witness that says that her husband died. The altarnagol sheniskol birushalayim al shaharges hanefesh, and that even birds, if they kill someone, right, can get skila, just like shor haniskol. It's not only animals, even birds. That 40-day-old wine is already called yayin, that can be poured on the mizbeach, right? Called yayin sheichar, hasech nesach. That has to be wine that is alcoholic already, and that is already what's it called ben arboim yom. The altamid shoshachar shekorik be'arbashos, and that the tamid shoshachar can be brought already in the fourth hour. Shema Minah Ad Va'ad Bechlal, right? Because if the Talmud can be brought, why was the Rabbi Yehuda said, why do I hold that, what's it called, that Shachris can be davened till the fourth hour, because the Korban HaTamid can be brought till the fourth hour. And here it says clearly, not up until the fourth hour, but even in the fourth hour. Shekorit bi'arba shos means in the fourth hour. Shema mino ad v'abichlaus. Comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, when he says ad arba shos, means including the fourth hour. Shema mino. Amar Rav Kahana, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, legavi shachris, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that shachris you can only daven until the fourth hour. Hoel usnan v'bechirta kavose. Since in Idias, which is called bechirta, this is a choice mishnayis, because here there were a lot of edus of what the halach is, halach l'maisa. Therefore, since in the Idias it says specifically like Rabbi Yehuda that the Korban HaTamid can only be brought through the fourth hour, so the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven shachris till the fourth hour. We already mentioned that that's only tefillah b'zman or mamish, but b'dievet, if you made a mistake or whatever, you woke up late, you can daven till chatzos. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Rashi. Shemamanim saktana. Ktana shesiyasa ima la'achar misa sovia. Right? This is talking about a ktana whose mother married her off after her father died. The midoraisa ein kedusha klum. Min haTorah, the mother has no power to create a marriage for her daughter. And the daughter has no power, she's a ktana. Shari ktana ain't a bastas. Right? The ktana herself is not a bastas. She can't create a kedusha. V'es ima lo zoch satora lios la koach likacha el ala'ach. The Torah only gave the power to the father to marry off his daughter and to create the Kedushin. He gets the money, but he creates the Kedushin for her. So it's a Torah marriage. Shenemres biti nosati lishazet. Torah says, favorite. I gave my daughter, talking about a katana, to this man. So a father has the power to marry off his daughter when she's a katana. When he dies, no one has that power anymore. Biu rabbonan takinu lo Kedushin latzricha miu. However, the rabbonan made a takana that if the mother or brothers marry off the girl, then her marriage is a rabbinic marriage. And since it's only a rabbinic marriage, she doesn't need a get. If she wants to dissolve the marriage, she can do it with miyum. Kadeshi Yisa'uha velo teitzei lisnus. The reason that they made such a thing is that they didn't want this girl, not being able to get married till she was so old that she was already a nara, right, and could marry herself. Because maybe she'd be mezanet. Now they used to marry girls off young, so they'd be kept off the streets. So in any case, so the Torah, the Rabbanan said, we want the mother and the brothers to be able to marry the girl off when she's a ketan. Lefichach im miyun, and miyun just means, she says, miyun means protest, right? I don't want, right? Lema'ein means to refuse. I refuse this marriage. So lefichach im miyun, no la'achris man, v'omra ef shibo. Right, I don't want this. Forget it. I don't want the marriage. Then it dissolves the marriage. Yotzeis, and it dissolves the marriage with Mafreya. Then it comes out there never was a marriage. Umuteris lecholav. She's mutter to marry anybody. The ainot sricha heimenu get. She doesn't need a get because the whole marriage was only rabbinic. And the rabbi said that if she, when she gets older, up until she becomes a gedola, or until she has a child, right? At that point, she can't be mahayin anymore. But what's it called? But until then, if she says, I'm not interested, the whole marriage is dissolved retroactively. Sometimes we encourage her to dissolve the marriage. Two brothers married to two sisters, okay? And both of them are Yisomos. Right? One of them is a gedola. So her, what's it called, marriage is from the Torah. She's married, one brother has married a Yisoma, who's a gedola. So his marriage is from the Torah. The achas ketana. The other Yisoma, the sister, is a ketana. So the second brother's marriage is only rabbinic. Shein kedushela midrabban. Umeis bala shel gedola. And the husband of the gedola died. Velo bon, without children. The north ne achiv leibu. And his wife fell, who was married to him from the Torah, fell before the other brother, who's married to her sister, Midrabana. The name says Skugalo Minatorah, right? Minatorah, he really should make Yibum or Chalitza on the, what's it called, on the sister. on his wife's sister. The Zika Zuoseris is Ishto Allah, Mishumachos Kuka. However, right, the fact that he is Zaku to marry the sister asers his own wife to him because she now is Ashes Kukasa. Achos Kukasa. She's the sister of a woman who's Zaku to him. He ka Achos Ishto. Gom Rebbe Lezer, Mesechus Yevamos, Melamdin Tanazu, Shetimayin Bebaila, we teach, in other words, we encourage her, right, to be Mamayin, the Taker Kedushah Lemafreya, and her Kedushin then will be dissolved retroactively, the Tasa Kobi Loseo Kilu Hen Shosnus, and all the time the husband lived with her, it's like he was living with a woman he wasn't married to, with a Lahakter is Baila Liyab Mesachos, in order to permit the husband to Makai in the midst of the Yibu Minatorah. Because really, this is only, what is this? What's it called? This is only a rabbinic kedusha. It's not no sinala nusav al mafuta, right? The halacha is that you're allowed to marry a sister if you never married the other sister. You can't marry a sister if you married the first sister, even if what's it called? Until she dies, you can't marry another sister as long as she's alive. But if you didn't marry the first sister, you raped a sister, right? You seduced a sister, then you can marry the other sister. Okay, so here. Since she's Mamayin, comes out he never was married to her. Bichlal, even with the Rabbana. And therefore, he lived with a sister. You live with a sister doesn't prohibit you from marrying the other sister. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, b'yom shenishne, is idiyish halacha Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was made that he has a Kabbalah, the halachas like Rabbi Lezer in this matter. Al piyed echad, sh'omer lo meis ba'aleich, v'mdiris hayog. Another edus, that even if only one witness comes and testifies that a woman's husband died, we let her permit her to get married. How did a rooster kill someone? So Rashi says what happened was that it pecked the soft part of the skull of a baby. And that a rooster can do and kill the baby. Right? It pecked into his brain. Pierced the brain and killed the kid. And they stoned the rooster like a shoranisko, just as if it would have been an ox that killed a person. You deceive. Hashor Yisakim. And the Aseres HaDibros by Shabbos, it says, what's it called? The Shorcha, the Chamorcha, the Chol Behemtecha. We learn from there that what's it called? It's not only Shor, right? But it's all animals, and not only animals, even birds. V'al-yayin ben arboi yom, shi'otzumach v'al-yayin mikito, yayin mikito, wine, fresh from the press, is not kosher to pour on the mizbeach, right? But it has to be full-fledged wine. When does it become full-fledged wine? U'bolik v'al-yayin gomer v'karina bein nesach sheichar. It has to be called nesach sheichar, right? It has to be at least potentially alcoholic. That's only from 40 days and on. The arba shows the sulo, and it also was made that the carbon hatamid was brought through the fourth hour, but nothing more than that. Like Rabbi Yehuda, swarly. The kamer ba arba shows in the fourth hour, you could still bring the carbon tamid. Almer Rabbi Yehuda ad the ad bechlal. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, this was what's called ad fourth hour and including the fourth hour. Halach Rabbi Yehuda the Masnison, the Ein Tomid Shoshachar Korv Lachar Arba Shals, Hu Adin L'Tvila. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, both that the Korban Atomid was brought only through the fourth hour, and that Memele Shachris is only through the fourth hour. The Bechirta, Idius, Kori Bechirta, Shehalach Kosen Idius. Bechirta is because that's Halach L'Mais. Okay, just one or two things over here. What's it called? When was this idius happen? So there's two different opinions. One is that this happened the time of the Yevonim, the Hanukkah time, when Ahurkinus and Astroblus were having a civil war, and they didn't let anything be brought into Yerushalayim. So they used to bring them korbanos, every day. And one day they were, because usually they brought the carbon talmid much earlier. but they didn't have a tamid, and they were meyed that one day they didn't bring the carbon tamid to bring it into the city till the middle of the fourth hour, and that's when they were makrivim. Okay, or it was the day that Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro and overslept the 3 hours. They didn't bring them, and they didn't have the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. He was sleeping on them. Finally, his mother came and woke him up. So, what's it called? And then they were makir of the carbon atomic in the fourth hour. That's why it was delayed. One of those two cases is the case where they were mayed that it happened once in history. The shaila is, l'chora, if what's it called? The Ravid says, if Rabbi Yehuda, who is this? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right? Was mayed because he saw the Maisa, then what's the raya that you can only bring it till the fourth hour? Maybe that's what the Maisa was. Maybe if they would have brought it in the fifth hour, they would have makrev it then. So you have to say, the Ravid says that it was Mipi Ashmua. He had heard that this is what happened, and they said that that was the only time they could have brought it. They couldn't have brought it any later. Okay, so that's what his thesis was, Mipi Ashmua. Or it could be that when he saw the Maisa, they said at the time, it's a good thing we got it now, because another half an hour, he wouldn't be able to be makrev. Let's go on. What's it called now? Okay, the Zman of Mincha. So the Chatchila, you can start davening. The beginning of the time is 6.5 hours, okay? Now, what about from 6 hours to 6.5? Really, Mikra Adin, the Korban Tomid Shal Ben Harbayim can be brought immediately when it's afternoon, which is 12:01. That's on the Shol's money, right? But why do you have to wait till 12:30? Because we're afraid that what's it called, that you'll make a mistake, and it's not clear exactly when it's exactly 12:01. So for a half an hour, the sun doesn't move that much that you can see that it's already after noon, after exactly noontime. So therefore, they never brought the carbon atom until 12.5 hours. Okay? Okay, 6.5 hours. Until 6.5 hours. So what happens if you daven mincha during that time? When mi'ikar adin, you really could bring the carbon atom, but they didn't do it. So the Magen Avraham holds you not yotze. You have to daven again. The Orach HaShulchan holds you are yotze. But if you daven mincha within that half hour after chatzos, the Orach HaShulchan holds b'di'evet you yotze. You don't daven again. Magen Avraham holds you not yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says tzarech iyun. Doesn't answer in the Kaf HaChaim, therefore says sofik brachos l'hakel. Since the sofik, if you daven mincha too early, but it was afternoon, but it was before a half an hour afternoon, and in all these half hours are Shal's manios. In the winter it's less than half an hour, in the summer it's more than a half an hour, and noon changes also, it's not 12 o'clock, whatever, then b'di'evet you yotze, you don't daven again. Okay, now, from 6.5 hours and on, what are the, we have a few different times over here. We have Plaga Mincha, we have Mincha Ketana, we have Mincha Gedola. What's the preferable time to daven Mincha? So the Rif, the Rosh, the Tur hold that there's no preferable time. Once it's 6.5 hours, you can daven any time during then, and it's all the same. That's what they hold. Rabbeinu Hananel holds that it's better to daven after Plag HaMincha, okay? Because that was the time that they brought the Ketores, and that was the Iker time of davening. Tosfos also says like that, that was the time of the Ketores, that was Plag HaMincha special. And also another reason, later on, the Gemara says it's better to daven close to sunset. Yira'ucha im shemesh. Even though the Gemara says that Abai used to curse people who daven so late, that's when it's mamish, before sunset. But if it's already from Plag HaMincha, before sunset, that's preferable time to daven. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's better to daven after Plag HaMincha, that's after 11.25 hours, than to daven earlier. The Radvaz also holds like that. Plag HaMincha is the best time to daven. It's better to daven at the 11.25 hours, okay, and onward till Shkia, but not that close to Shkia. Then, if you don't daven then, better after Mincha Ketana, and only B'Shas Hadchak to daven Mincha Gedola. Okay, that's what the Radvaz says. The Rambam is mashma that the best time is Mincha Ketana, because that's when they actually brought the Korban HaTomid at Mincha Ketana, at 9.5 hours. And the Shulchan Aruch also says that. At 9.5 hours. But, what's it called? If you're B'Shas Hadchak, you can daven, you have to eat, you have to travel, you can daven for 6.5 hours and on. But it's better to daven at 9.5 hours, or according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, even better, 11.25 hours. Okay. Rabbeinu Manoach, however, says that it's best to daven by Mincha Gedolah.
Okay.
10 and 3/4. 11 minus a quarter. 10 and 3/4. Okay. When is the end time? L'maisa v'halacha. Right. Rabbi Yehuda holds till beginning of Plag HaMincha. Okay. And the Chachamim hold till what's it called? Till the night. So the Gemara says, Ovid Kamar Ovid. Did we get there? The automatic of Shachar Shabbat Rishon. Man Tana Lohodit Snan. Who's the Tana who would hold the same thing as this Mishnah? The Cham Hashemesh V'Nomas B'Arba Shos. Right? When did the Mon fall? Says the Cham Hashem. When did it fell? And then it remained on the ground. And when the sun came out, it melted. Right? And the Mishnah says B'Arba Shos. That was in the fourth hour. Atta Omer Ba'arba Shos, so ain't over Shesh Shos. Maybe it was in the sixth hour, right? Already noontime. Shuomer Kechom Hayom Hari Shesh Shos. Kechom Hayom refers to when it's really hot. That's noontime, right before noon. Homani Makayim V'chom HaShemesh V'nomas. When is the time when the sun is just hot, but not really hot? It's not the day is not heated up yet. That's the fourth hour. Money. Who's that go according to? Lora Behudah V'lo Rabbani. Doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabban. He, Rabbi Yehuda, ad arba shos nomit safru. According to Rabbi Yehuda, through the fourth hour, still morning. Because that's when you bring carbon tomid shal bogen. He, Rabbanon, ad chatzos nomit safru. According to the Rabbanon, till noontime is called morning. Right? Because it says baboken by carbon atomid. So it's morning. So it's not what's it called, chom hayom. It's not cham hashemesh. Because it's still morning. Mar says, "E boy, same Rabbi Yehuda. E boy, same Rabban. No problem. Could be either one. E boy, same Rabban and Omer Krav Baboker Baboker. Talkei l'shnei bekorim. Right? There's two morning has a long time to it, according to the Rabban, till Chatzos. But you split into two parts. There's the early morning, that ends at the fourth hour, and then there's a late morning that goes till noon. Okay. E boy, same Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Boker. You say l'hakdim l'shoa achas. Right." What's it called? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, the fact that it says baboker, baboker, enochinami. What's it called? You have to be makdim, right? The chom hashemesh v'nomas is the fourth hour, but b'maisa, what's it called? The fact that it says by the carbon atomic baboker, baboker, even though you really have another hour till the sixth hour, right? That it's considered still boker. But here, since it says Baboker, Baboker comes to tell me it has to be a little bit earlier than the end of Boker. The Kule Alma Mias, the Chama Shemesh Venomas, be Arba Shos. The Chama Shemesh Venomas, Taka the fourth hour. My Mashman, where do you know that the Chama Shemesh Venomas means the end of the fourth hour? Omer of Acha Bar Yaakov, Omer Kro, the Chama Shemesh Venomas, Eze Yishoa, Shashemesh Chama, Batzel Tzonat. What hour is it? Where the sun is already heated up, it's heated up the ground, so that where the sun is, it's hot, and the shade part is still cool. It's not that hot yet where the air has been heated up, where even when the shade is still hot. But that's the fourth hour. It's not yet enough into the day that the air is that hot, that even in the shade it's hot, and yet it's enough of the day that the place where the sun is what's called is hot. Shuomer kechom hayom harishay shos omer kolomer matzino b'makom acher sheshino hakosu bilshono v'omer v'hu yoshe pesach ha'oel kechom hayom v'lo omer kechom hashenesh ela hayom mash mekol ha'mekomos chanesh. Kechom hayom means not just hot in the sun, it's hot everywhere. Bein chama bein seil hu medaber b'shoa shishis v'ma ani mekayim v'chom hashemesh d'mash mashemesh cham v'atzeil tzonon. Where is it that the places where the sun is, that's where it's hot, but if in the shade it's still cool? Arba shows. It'll call them arba shows. Afashem and so money. How the mashma the arba la boker who mashma. This is not morning anymore, because the mon fell ba boker, and then by the time boker was over, v'cham hashemesh v'nomas. And it's mashma that boker was over already by the fourth hour. Talk shiva yelaktu also ba boker v'cham hashemesh v'nomas. Hanoser umidemoki v'nomas be'arba shows mechlal de lav zman lakita who v'lav boker mikri. Mashma that it's not morning. Because the time of collecting the mon was in the morning, and this was after the time of collecting when it already melted. Arba shos no mitzafrahu, the ha'amras ad va'ad bechlau, the gabi tomik siv taseh ba'bokra. What's it called? By the tomik, it just says boker once. So you can make the korban atomik through the fourth hour, because that's still considered boker. However, by the mon, it says ba'boker ba'boker, which means it has to be early morning, which is 1 hour before the fourth hour is considered morning, and the fourth hour is already not considered baboker baboker. The Gabi Tomit is considered boker. And according to the Rabbanan, till noon is still called baboker. But baboker baboker tells me there's an early morning that ends at the fourth hour, and a late morning that ends at noon. The Shnei Bekorin, Shelo Hayu Lokdim Ela B'Sholosh Shos V'Shomosh Shu Boker Risha. Okay, so now let's go on. It's the fourth hour. It's the fourth hour. No, in the fourth hour itself. Okay, thy turn. Yeah. Tfilas Hamincha Ad Ha'erev. Omer Le Rav Kisla Rav Yitzchak. Chosom Omer Rav Kahana Alochek Rav Yehuda. Hoel Ushnabe Bechirta Kavaseh. We just paskin in the morning. You can read, you can say Shmona Esrei till the end of the fourth hour, like Rav Yehuda, but not to noon, like the Rabban, right? And since in Idias, it was the halacha was paskin that the carbon atomic can be brought only through the fourth hour, so the halacha is like Rav Yehuda when it comes to Shmona Esrei too. So Hachamai, what's the halacha over here when it comes to the end of Mincha time, where Rav Yehuda also argues? Is the halacha like Rav Yehuda over here too? Or here, the halacha is like the Rabbanan, like normally. The halacha of the Yochid and the Rabbin, the halacha is like the Rabbin. My ishti, velo omer le velo midi. He didn't answer. Omer afchiz, the nechze anon. Right, let's see. Mid the Rav, matzli shol Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, mi ba'od yom. Since Rav davened, Shabbos davening already on Erev Shabbos, while it was still day, shma mino halacha Rav Yehuda. From there, we can deduce that the halachas are commuted. Because if you can daven mincha till nightfall, then you can't daven marathon. It's mincha time. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that till plag ha-mincha is time for mincha. After plag ha-mincha is already what's it called night, so then you can daven marathon. So when Rav davened marath of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos must have been after plag ha-mincha, and he holds a Rabbi Yehuda, which is other Rav. Mid Rav Huna and Rabbanan lo havi matzlo ad orsa shmami no enoch of you. No, Rav Huna and Rabbanan didn't daven early. They waited till nightfall. So vice they held that till nightfall is mincha time, not mariv time. Hashtad lo itmer hilchasa lo kamar velo kamar. Now the halacha wasn't said one way or the other. The ovid kamar ovid or the ovid kamar ovid. You can do either way. Take your choice. You want to follow Rav Yehuda and stop davening mincha at Plaga Mincha, then you can daven Marav already after Plaga Mincha. You want to follow the Rabbanan and you're late, you can daven Mincha till the night. Rav Ikla. Okay, well, we'll stop here. And there's a few things. We have another 2-3 minutes. Let's just... okay, the Sof Zman, the Gemara says, the Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar, Ovid Kamar. The Smag says that it's better to be Mekayim Dashneihem and finish Mincha by Plaga Mincha, but not daven Marav till night. That way you're Mekayim everybody. That's what the Smag says. Rav Haigon says the minig is to daven mincha till nightfall. Like the Rabbanon, not like Rav Yehuda and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch also says like that. La halacha, the mice, the minig is, you can do either way. But the minig is to allow mincha till nightfall. The Ri, the Rashba, the Rosh says you can choose either way, but you have to be consistent. That means you have to pick one way and all the time do that way. That's what they hold. Number of Rishonim hold that if you want to paskin like one way, fine, but it has to be consistent all the time. All the time. Okay? You can't do one day one way and one day a different way. Pick the one you want to paskin like and do that consistently. The Mordechai, the Ra'or, and the Meiri say you can change from day to day. Today I want to be like Rabbi Yehuda because I want to daven Marav early. Tomorrow I want to be like the Rabbanan because I didn't daven Mincha. I want to daven Mincha till you can change, but it can only be day by day. And the Ramah also holds like that. And however, on the same day, you can't do a Tartis. You can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha and daven Marav then too. It can't be day and night. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after Plag HaMincha is already night. According to the Rabbanan, after Plag HaMincha is still day. You can't daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha like the Rabbanan and then daven Marav after Plag HaMincha like Rabbi Yehuda. That you can't do on one day. Rabbeinu Tam holds you could do it on one day too. It's not a Tartis disaster. The time you're davening, you held now like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbanan, I could daven Mincha, and now I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that now I finish Mincha, now it's already nighttime, I can daven, what's it called? If that's the case, I daven Mincha, no, each time I can paskin, what's it called, split it up. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Okay, now, the Rabbanan, when is the time, when is the end of the day? According to the Rabbanan, you can daven until nightfall. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, till Shkia, not till Tseis, till Shkia. Because that's when you couldn't be Zorik the Korban HaTomis. Dam of the, it says Beferish. Dam can only be Nizrik Bayom. After Shkia can't be Zorik the Dam. The Gross says after that is the time for burning Evarim Pedarim, which is Mar. So after Shkia already you can't daven Mincha. The Maril says, till close to Tseis HaKochavim, you can still daven Mincha. And the Ramah also says, B'Shas HaDchak, that you can daven Mincha till close to Tseis HaKochavim. The Shabura says, till a quarter of an hour before Tseis HaKochavim. Now, here, that's not Nugea, really. Because a quarter an hour before Tseis HaKochavim is about 2 minutes, right, after Shki. Because here, the earliest Tseis is about 16, 17 minutes. We hold even 20 minutes already. You can daven Mariv, and you can do things, D'oraisa is 20 minutes. We're makbid another 5 minutes. But really, 20 minutes, 18 minutes already is here, is already Shki. It's already Tseis. So if you can only, the Mishnah says only 15 minutes before it says, you have 3 minutes after Shkia here. In other places in the world where Bein HaShemosh is much, much longer, 15 minutes before it says, sometimes it goes to 50 minutes, 60 minutes even, between Shkia, then you have a good half hour, 45 minutes, b'di'evit to daven. So here, basically, maybe 2-3 minutes after Shkia, you can still daven Mincha. After that, you should. Yor HaShulchan holds, if you started before this man, you can continue even after Shkia. But if the Mishnah Berurah is not like that, you have to finish Shmoneh Esrei by 2-3 minutes after Shkia. That's what's called, that's pretty much here, the halacha. In other places, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that you can daven Mincha till 15 minutes before it says, each place according to it.